Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
The Irish Times tells us this morning that we've US Navy jets flying over Ireland now. So a US Navy aircraft flew over Irish sovereign airspace yesterday afternoon to intercept a ship targeted by the Trump administration as part of its military action against Venezuela. So Ireland now caught up in this. The P-8 Poseidon anti-submarine aircraft was sent to an area of the North Atlantic containing the Mariner, which is a sanctioned oil tanker which has been pursued by US forces since it tried to collect a consignment of oil from Venezuela in mid-December. So lots of activity there. And the Irish Times reminding us that Irish policy forbids foreign military aircraft use of airspace while on active operations. Staying with Venezuela, the main picture on the front of the Irish Times is of Nicolas Maduro and his wife at a Wall Street heliport before their appearance in court in New York City. And the image is like a movie yesterday. The quote, "I'm a decent man. I am still president," Maduro tells US judge. That's also the front page of the Irish Examiner. The same picture of Maduro being escorted by armed US agents. And the headline, "Seized Venezuelan leader denies charges in New York court." And the US officials are now saying this is our hemisphere and we run it, essentially. Other main story in the front of the Irish Examiner is about our overcrowded prisons, which are going to get more overcrowded. The prisoner numbers are on course to reach 6,000 in a matter of months, a level of overcrowding that prison sources say is unimaginable because maximum capacity in our prisons is 4,702 prisoners and now we're heading for 6,000. Serious concern was expressed when prison numbers hit 5,000 and now the problem is getting even worse. We're at 5,800 just before Christmas and they expect that it'll be 6,000 very shortly, which means then that you'll have more prisoners lying on mattresses, in floors, in shared cells. And apparently prison bosses have been sounding alarm bells for several years now. Don't know if that's been falling on deaf ears or not. Irish Daily Star murdered after trad session in pub. The Irish Daily Mirror, suspect kicked out of pub before killing. And the Irish Independent, Gardaí probe if fatal stabbing suspect fled scene on quad bike. Gardaí believe the suspect in the fatal stabbing of Donegal businessman and election candidate Stephen McCall may have left the scene on a quad bike. Mr. McCall was killed near his home early yesterday. He, a former Donegal person of the year, a man in his 30s, was arrested nearby and remains in custody on suspicion of murder. And now the guards and detectives looking at seeing interactions between both men in the days and weeks leading up to this attack. The Irish Sun's main story, only story on the front page, is about Ruben Amorim. And the headline is, "That's Amorim. When your trophies are nil and you've cost 30 mil, that's Amorim." And Ruben Amorim was all smiles yesterday despite being sacked by Manchester United. He actually went out for a walk yesterday with his wife and the media outside his lovely house. And there's a €35 million cost to the cash-strapped club of getting rid of him. He's been relieved of his duties after clashing with bosses and he and his wife seen walking near their Cheshire mansion yesterday. Inside the papers, here's a warning for you this morning. It's very, very frosty. And obviously people like to have the car on, heated up a bit. Well, the Sun says that motorists have been put on red alert for frost jacker gangs amid the big freeze. These are the thieves who target drivers who leave their cars running unattended to warm up their vehicle and clear the windscreens on Baltic mornings. And Gardaí in the northwest are issuing a warning about frost jacking, while multiple residents in Kildare fell victim to the tactic last winter. And it's so tempting to have the engine running. I had it myself this morning. I was going to run out and do it and I just said no, because there are people going around housing estates and on streets looking out for cars unattended. They're also not afraid of driving on frost and ice, clearly, because you have to be fairly quick getting out of an estate, but they're well able to do it. So you're just being warned. It is tempting on a cold morning to heat up the car and go back inside, brush your teeth or whatever, but you just can't do it because we have seen Frostjackers frequently targeting residential areas in the hope of catching someone out. So there's your warning this morning. Hopefully the weather will improve. It'll get a wee bit warmer, although I see Met Éireann warning of further wintry conditions later on in the week. Well, two interesting stories from the Irish Times. One is about local authority houses in Dublin being used as stables for horses, if you don't mind. Dublin City Council says it is going to take some time to resolve the issue of one of its housing units being used as a stables in Cherry Orchard. And the council also says it's fully aware of two other properties in the area being used for similar purposes, where the houses, the horses are being housed inside local authority units. And the council bought a property in Cherry Orchard back in 2018. The house remains boarded up with land to the side of the property and a back garden being used as stables by locals. And this has been the case for years. And there's two other properties in the area as well. And the council says fully aware of it, but it'll take time to resolve the issue. Other story from the Irish Times is about Leinster House. I mean, talk about leading by example. Obviously, we need properties around the country and particularly public offices to be wheelchair friendly and disability friendly. Well, they found in Leinster House 645 issues affecting people with disabilities after an accessibility audit at Leinster House, and nearly 200 of those 645 posed a risk to health and safety or were considered likely to give rise to legal proceedings. So they found that there are disabled parking bays incorrectly marked out, a security scanner at the public entrance too narrow for wheelchair users, and a number of issues identified with accessible toilets in the complex as well. So if we don't have that in Leinster House, what hope do we have of it being done in other public offices around the country? Also in the Irish Examiner, the Media Minister Patrick O'Donovan giving out about posts on RTÉ's social media, personal comments, shall we say, on RTÉ's personal, RTÉ's social media. Patrick O'Donovan saying these are personal comments, and he says those comments will be better kept to the canteen over cups of coffee. Now, this follows criticism after the departure of Michael D. Higgins from Áras an Uachtaráin. And we had the RTÉ1 Twitter account reading, "We're not crying, you are," with two smiling emojis with tears in their eyes. And also they had text written on the video of Michael D. Higgins saying, "Bula bus," for Michael D. Higgins. We also had RTÉ1's TikTok account posting a video of Michael D. Higgins leaving Áras an Uachtaráin for the final time with Taylor Swift's "Bigger Than the Whole Sky" playing over it, and Patrick O'Donovan saying not really appropriate for the national broadcaster. He would perceive those comments as personal in respect of individual politicians and maybe leave it behind. RTÉ say it's not the RTÉ News account, it's the RTÉ1 account. But anyway, that's a piece in the Examiner. And finally, if you're a bit down with the cold weather, well, the advice is to book a holiday. Looking for and booking next summer's holidays lifts the January blues and improves people's mood. New research has found the Mail tells us 85% of people say it's important to book their trip early in the year so they've something to look forward to. Now, this is a poll of Aer Lingus customers, and short breaks, sun trips and World Cup travel, and the hopes that we qualify obviously for the World Cup, shape our 2026 plans as people look at a mix of trips across the year. And a third of people said they plan to prioritise frequent short breaks. Lucky them having the money to do that. Anyway, more about that in the Mail. Those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.